having a midlife crisis is usually not a laughing matter for most of us, but with her typical dry and witty humour, our next guest has captured the lighter side of this moment of life. It's a new six-part series called Fisk, created, written, directed by and starring Kitty Flanagan. It premieres tonight on ABC TV with a fantastic cast of well-known Australian actors, including Julia Zemiro and Marty Sheargold and many, many more. Kitty Flanagan, welcome back to Breakfast.
Oh, thanks so much, Fran. It's very nice to be on Radio National on Breakfast.
Forget Triple Treat, you're doing it all, creating, writing, directing, starring.
I know.
Is it more difficult because you're busier, or is it easier because you're the boss of it all?
I think it's exactly what I need, because as a stand-up comedian, that's what you have. You have total control when you do stand-up. You're solely responsible for whether people have a good time or not, and that's what I needed to have with doing a show as well. I just wanted to be able to put something out there and say, yep, I'm responsible for this, rather than, oh, it's not how I would have done it.
Yeah.
I wrote it, but it's not. So it's the easiest way for me to get something from my head to the page, to the screen, is if I just stay across all of it.
Okay, let's fill people in a bit. Your character, Helen Tudor Fisk, is a contracts lawyer who's not good with people. I've only seen the promo, and very, very not good with people from what I've seen. Her personal and professional lives implode spectacularly, so she moves back home to Melbourne. She takes a job with a small law firm as a probate lawyer. What prompted this? Where did the inspiration for Helen come from?
Well, look, I won't lie to you. Helen is very close to myself, and it's not that she's... it's not that she's, an unpleasant person. I just feel socially I'm not always great. Like, once you get to know me, I'm fine. But I think socially sometimes people misread that maybe I'm aloof or I'm this, but really it's shy, it's awkwardness. And so that's what I kind of wanted to put in the show. And this is in wills and probate, she's taken a job where she doesn't think she's going to have to deal with people, whereas in fact what she's done is she's taken on a job where she's going to have to deal with people probably at their most emotional and irrational. So it's possibly the worst place she could have gone, because she used to do contracts law where she didn't have to deal with many people. She thought, wills and probate, that's dead people. That'll be even better.
Yeah, but in fact it's grief-stricken people. How much do you know about this moment of death and grief? And did you do research for it?
Yeah, we did a lot of research, and all of the storylines in the show have come from either anecdotes from people, you know, that we spoke to, or from headlines that we read about. Like, once you're sort of aware of it, you see it everywhere, and everybody has got a story about, you know, a will, inheritance, feeling entitled to something and missing out, or being disinherited. You know, it's a really rich vein of story.
It is a rich vein of story, and we don't do death much very well in our society, I don't think. Most of us don't talk about it, so I kind of could relate to your character, because I think it's often very awkward, the conversations we have around death.
Yeah, well, no one knows what to say, and she's kind of in that position too, and because she sees it as a business, she's there to kind of do the job of, okay, well, let's sort this out. So she's treating it like paperwork, whereas her boss, Julia Zemiro, very much knows that the role is, you know, you've really got to be a counsellor as much as you have to be, you know, their probate lawyer.
Now, you mentioned Julia Zemiro, sensational Julia Zemiro. We love Julia. There's so many people I love in this cast. Some of my favourites, Glenn Robbins is a favourite, Denise Scott, Colette Mann, John Gayden. There's a fantastic list of people, Mark Downey, some of whom, you know, haven't featured a lot recently on our televisions. How did you pull together this cast?
Well, the good thing is obviously I know a lot of these comedians from working with them. And mostly what I did with the roles is I wrote specifically for people. So, for example, we wrote the role of the probate clerk for Aaron Chen, and I just wrote it hoping that he would do it, because we'd written it for his voice. And Aaron Chen is just the most superb young comedian. He's just got charisma and kookiness, and he's just unique. He has a charm that you can't learn, you can't teach it. You either have it or you don't, and he's got it in spades. And so when he said he would do it, it was such a thrill for me. I went, I've always wanted to work with Aaron ever since I saw him work on stage. And the thing about Aaron is he can make a straight line funny. So, you know, I've got the youth on that side, and then I've got Marty Sheargold, who I work with on Have You Been Paying Attention, who's just a delight as well. And Julia and I have been friends for, you know, more than 25 years, and we have wanted to do something for that long. So this is our chance. I've always said this was going to be a show with two women in it. One would be me, one would be Julia. I don't know what it is yet, but that's what I've been saying for 25 years, and we finally got one up. So, right. And all the other people are my comedy heroes, people like Glenn Robbins, Mark Downey. I grew up watching them and wanting to be them, and so to have them say yes to me was just such a thrill.
I know, there's going to be like a laugh a minute, I think.
And Colette Mann is such a surprise.
She's sensational. Like,
you will see her in the show and people will go, why has Colette Mann not been in everything? She is incredible.
I can't wait. Kitty, thank you very much. Good luck. Well, break a leg tonight and thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Fran. Cheers.
The show is Fisk, created, written, directed and starring Kitty Flanagan, and it goes to air tonight at 9 o'clock on ABC TV, or of course anytime on iView.